Of a chronic disease or recovering from an illness or injury? Do you need help managing your medications? Understand your disease or condition? Are you at risk for falls? If you answered yes to any of these, High Point Home Care can help because they are all about helping people. So don't wait. Call them today at 328-6589. 328-6589.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I am your host, Len Asante. It is 5:01 p.m. on a thunderstormy Wednesday afternoon, May 22nd, 76 degrees here in Portland. Not so beautiful Portland today with a thunderstorm. More of the same expected tonight. Low down to 66. Tomorrow, more of the same. Low of 64, high of 77 with a 70% chance of thunderstorms. So safe driving out there tonight, folks. Get home safely. And for safety's sake, turn up the Loyal Opposition on your radio dial. All right. We're going to be speaking with our guest, Kenesha Dotson, in a little while. But first, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world in Tennessee and in Sumner County. And hey, I think this is going to be a good show. Why do I think this is going to be a good show, you might ask? I have a couple reasons. Number one, Kenesha Dotson is our guest, and Kenesha is always a talkative sort. How you doing, Kenesha, over there?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. She was there. She beat Ryan to the station. She beat me to the station. She beat everyone to the station. The building was closed and locked when she got here. So she's roaring to go. So today, on my way up to the station, I stopped at a local gas station and popped in for an icy. I love a good cherry icy, folks. What's your favorite cherry? What's your flavor favorite, Ryan?
Cherry.
Cherry, yeah. Cherry, I think, way to go. Cherry's the way to go. Lexi Melton doing her mom talk out in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Pep talk before we go in here.
Kenesha, what's your favorite flavor of icy?
I'm going to have to say Tiger's Blood.
Oh, wow.
When
okay.
I go to Pelicans, exotic. I loved a Tiger's Blood icy. But do you know Petite Pearl, who is a local business in Gallatin, they have a popcorn-flavored icy, and it is actually good.
Really? Do you recommend the popcorn-flavored icy to go with your popcorn?
I do.
Wow. I do. I think I'm going to have to try that one.
But it's actually really good, though. It doesn't feel like it should be, but it is.
Okay, so reason number one why I think it's going to be a good show, we've got Kenesha. Reason number two, we've got Lexi Melton just popped in. We'll talk to her in a little bit. Reason number three, had a cherry icy. Reason number four, the icy was free because I had enough points on my Circle K card. And instead of buying an icy for 79 cents, I decided to splurge on a scratch-off lottery ticket, and I won $2.
Go, Lee. You are just winning today.
So today is my day, huh? Mm-hmm. So the clerk behind the counter, she said, "So, do you want the cash, or do you want to get two more tickets and try it, keep trying your luck?" And I said, "Nope. Sometimes you got to know when to walk away."
Give me my $2.
So I got my $2, and I walked out the door. Anyway, this day started off as a good day as well, because story number one for today, bus tour hits Sumner County. The Tennessee Democratic Legislative Caucus is hosting a statewide bus tour with the theme of Our Kids Deserve Better, and they certainly do. The tour, headed by Caucus Chairman Representative John Ray Clements of Nashville, visited Sumner County today with a stop at Humble Company in Hendersonville. During that bus stop tour, we got an exclusive interview with Representative Clements, which is going to air on next week's show. I thought the theme of the tour, Our Kids Deserve Better, was fitting, as the tour stop highlighted how the Republican supermajority is actively hurting our kids. They're failed, but probably coming back again next year. Attempted school vouchers, their failure to act on gun safety, and their tax breaks to rich corporations instead of reducing the sales tax on groceries for everyday working Tennesseans are only three examples. As Representative Clemens said to me during our interview, when the people know what their representatives are doing, they might change how they vote. And that was one of the reasons why that tour stopped in Sumner County. It also was in Sumner County to highlight some of the excellent candidates that we have running for office from Sumner County, all of which you have met on the show and all of which you will be meeting again on the show, some in mere seconds, probably. Second item, the latest Vanderbilt University poll had some really interesting numbers that are worth reporting. Vanderbilt conducted a nonpartisan statewide poll of over 1,000 registered Tennessee voters and came up with some interesting data. Did you know now that for the first time in quite a while, 52% of all voters support, to some extent, the right of women to choose what to do with their own bodies? We have finally flipped from a pro-life to a pro-choice state. Right? This is a shift from a slightly anti-choice majority in recent years. The poll's co-director, Dr. John Geer of Vanderbilt University, said this is likely a reaction to the Supreme Court Dobbs decision, which put abortion back into the hands of the states. According to Geer, in Tennessee, there is clear evidence that Tennessee is a pro-exception state, not a pro-life state, a pro-exception state in cases of rape, incest, fetal viability, and health of the mother. The opinion of Tennesseans, sadly, is in contrast to those of their elected representatives who have consistently and repeatedly voted to not allow any such exemptions, having one of the strictest anti-abortion, anti-women health care laws in the entire country. Despite the fact that a majority of Tennessee voters now support women's right to choose. Additionally, interestingly enough, a third of all Tennesseans believe in chemtrails. Okay, chemtrails, this came up at an interesting piece of legislation this year when a Republican representative passed a bill making the spraying of chemicals from aircraft in Tennessee illegal. It was quite interesting, the lines between Democrats, Republicans, and what the poll called MAGA Republicans were very stark when voters were asked about this particular issue. Nearly half of MAGA Republicans, 47%, believe chemtrails are evidence of the government releasing chemicals into the air to manipulate weather patterns. okay. Thankfully, the majority of Tennesseans have some sense and do not believe in chemtrails. Folks, I don't know what more to say about that. Okay. Approval ratings for the governor and legislature are historically low, likely in response to issues such as abortion, where voters are divided. Yet policies reflect a party extreme and not the will of the majority of Tennesseans. State government appears to be paying a bit of a penalty for pursuing policies that are out of touch with average Tennesseans, said Dr. Geer, co-director of the Vanderbilt poll. So there you go, Tennessee legislators. Your job is to represent us, and these issues clearly are not representing the majority of your constituents. Okay. Well, we could not let a week go by without mentioning what's going on in Millersville. The hits just keep on coming. Okay. Let's meet Millersville's new assistant police chief. His name is Sean Taylor, And according to a news report from Channel 5's Phil Williams, Taylor, as it turns out, was the source of some of the strange conspiracy theories spouted by defeated Franklin mayoral candidate Gabrielle Hansen during her aborted attempt to run for mayor of Franklin. News Channel 5 investigates discovered hours and hours of videos where Sean Taylor has appeared on various podcasts associated with the widely discredited QAnon conspiracy theories. One's got to wonder about the human resources prowess of whoever's doing the hiring and firing in Millersville. One really needs to wonder, as it turns out, that the aforementioned Hansen has actually applied to be the city manager of Millersville. So not only has the assistant chief of police been captured on video spouting enough different conspiracy theories that literally we could spend the whole show talking about. If you want to see the list, just head on over to News Channel 5 Investigates on the web and check out Phil Williams' latest installment. We could spend all show talking about all of them. And seems he has a fan in who could possibly be the next city manager of Millersville. Kind of, gosh, we hope the state steps in and deals some sanity over there in Millersville. All right. Announcement for you. A Hendersonville business called The Collab is hosting the second annual Affirming Hendersonville event on Sunday, June 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. Affirming Hendersonville is a family-friendly block party and market dedicated to creating a safe and loving space for all. They aim to showcase local businesses, vendors, service providers, and organizations that embrace diversity, equity, and support LGBTQ rights. The Collab is located at 132 Maple Road Boulevard, Suite 640, and that runs from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, June 9th. So just a couple weeks from today. So come on, if you are in the Hendersonville area, come and check it out. Kenesha is pointing at herself. I'm guessing she's going to be there. All right, she's going to be down. What are you going to do? You're hanging out? You're selling popcorn? What are you doing?
We'll be selling popcorn, but I'll also be there.
All right, beautiful. Excellent. And Lexi Melton's also nodding her head. Lexi, you going to be there as well?
Yep. Kenesha's telling me I'm going to be there, so whatever she says.
Yes, you will.
Kenesha, why don't you slide the microphone over to Lexi? We're going to ask Lexi her one question that I promised. I promised all the candidates who showed up at the bus stop tour today that if they dropped by today on the air, we would ask them one question and give them a chance to give their answer and talk a little bit about their campaign. So, Lexi, what was your one takeaway from today's event? What was one thing you walked out of there thinking about after it was over?
The biggest thing that I was thinking about after leaving was just how much support we all felt in the whole room for the same things. One of my big platforms is making sure that every child in our state has the opportunity to get a quality education. And I think it was very clear after listening to all the speeches and talking to all the people that that's at the forefront of everyone's mind, not just mine.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Lexi's running for State House District 35. If you wonder if you're in State House District 35 or want to know more about Lexi's campaign, Lexi, what should people do?
You can actually look up your district on the TN.gov website. You can just Google, what is my voting district in Tennessee, and it should pop up like a link for you to go to. If you want to know more about me, my website is leximelton4tn.com. That's LEXIMELTON 4FORTN.com. And you can get on there and you can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up to volunteer. We have a fundraising goal for the month that we are not near. So if you would like to donate money, you could do that on the website as well.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Lexi, and thanks for dropping by, and thanks for coming out to the event today. It was a good event.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to take our first break right now. When we come back, it's going to be Kenesha Dotson and all Kenesha Dotson. We're going to be talking, I guess, all things popcorn, all things small business, and who knows what else. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The Coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the Coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Christmas is coming, and Graphic Obsessions is your small-town Christmas wonderland. Shop our trees for personalized ornaments. See the new infant section, plus our women's area with Wrangler tote bags, purses, wallets, and belt bags. Graphic tees for the whole family. We embroider, screen print, and laser engrave to make it oh so personal. Graphic Obsessions is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and late till 7 on Thursdays, plus Saturdays from 10 to 1. Shop early and shop in your hometown.
Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
Hey, welcome back, Sumner County. You're listening to not Creedence Clearwater Revival, but rather the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I am Len Asante. It is 5:18 p.m., 76 degrees, and some thunder out there. Looks like the hardest the rain has kind of passed us by, at least for a little while. We are here this afternoon speaking with Kenesha Dotson. You know, this show is usually all things political, but every now and then it's fun to talk about something else for a change. And one of the things we like to do on the show is highlight minority and women-owned businesses in the Middle Tennessee area. And this is another episode in that continuing series. And in Kenesha's case, we got minority and women rolled all into one. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Love to have you. And folks, remember, if you've got any questions for Kenesha or Lexi Melton, who's still hanging out, be sure to send us a text at 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And if we got a chance, we'll get your questions on the air. Okay. So, Kenesha, let's start. Why don't we start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got here, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. My name is Kenesha Dotson. I am, I like to say I'm born, bred, buttered, and toasted in Gallatin, Tennessee, because I was. most of my family is still there. We have really deep ties and really deep roots to the Gallatin area, and I love all things Gallatin is what I like to tell people. I am a mom. I have two kids. I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. Keyshawn is my 16-year-old. He just finished up his sophomore year at Gallatin High School today, so I'm feeling very nostalgic today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying really hard not to cry.
School's out.
It's fine. It's okay. It'll be all right. But yeah, so I'm a mom. I own a local popcorn company here in Gallatin. It's called the Southern Kettle Co. We went through a little bit of a rebrand earlier this year, and we do crazy stuff with popcorn. Like, really crazy stuff with popcorn.
All right, well, that kind of leads us into the next question. Tell us about your business. Now, you said you did a bit of a rebrand. What's the story there?
So I started the business with a partner back in 2018. So I've been doing popcorn about 6 years now. And originally it was called KB Popcorn, collaboration between the K and the B. We've had some management changes, some goal changes, and just a different vision for what we want the business to be. And I felt like it was time for us to rebrand and repackage and kind of restate why we're here and what we're doing. And so we did the name change. Megan Lang did a beautiful logo design for us, and that's what we do. That's what happened.
And Megan owns a local web design business also right here in Sumner County, doesn't she?
Megan is a really, really good friend of mine. She's my bestie. But when I've wanted to change the name forever, like, to be honest. It was named KB Popcorn because it was time to fill out the papers for the LLC, and we didn't have a name. And it was just, like, the quickest thing I could think of. And I've always felt like it was more than just that. And so to try to finally come on a name that I felt like really encompassed everything that we do and everything we are, I couldn't get the Southern Kettle Co. out of my head, so I felt like that had to be the name, and the logo just brought it all together.
So, and branding is so important in business these days, isn't it?
It is very important. Mm-hmm. Name recognition, but also a logo that people can recognize if your name isn't there, has really been really, really big. And I anticipated a little more challenges with the rebrand because we've been in Gallatin for so long, and people are kind of, like, most people don't know my name. They just say the popcorn lady.
Just the popcorn lady,
right? The popcorn lady. And so I felt like there may be some challenges there, but all of my customers and my clients were very receptive to the name change. I didn't really lose any existing customer. I had one person complain, but it was because they didn't really want to do the changes in their system.
Oh, right,
but
sure.
They just had to get over it.
Sure, sure.
So,
of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I had someone at the event today come up to me, and I was wearing my Loyal Opposition shirt because I was doing my, you know, media thing at the event, and he complimented me on the logo, also designed by Megan Lang, and good supporter of the show, by the way. So if anyone needs any web design services, Megan's your girl, and her website is linked right on our website. So head on over to loyalopposition.online, click on links, and you'll see under supporters of the show, you'll see Megan's consultancy company there. So click on the link and you can talk to her. The guy and I were talking about the importance of branding. People need to recognize who you are and what you represent.
Yeah.
And a good brand helps you do that, right?
It does. I'm not a marketing person. I tell people that all the time. My strengths are in other areas. But I've taken some classes and just understanding how I get to tell our story as a business through our brand is what I'm really focusing, honing in on that, because it's not just popcorn that we do. We do a lot of other stuff, and our brand is kind of going to encompass all of that.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. How did it get started? K and B, actually, back then, I guess.
I got addicted to popcorn. Like,
you got addicted to actually eating popcorn. Okay.
Yes. So I was taking frequent road trips down to Atlanta, and there was a popcorn company on the stop in. I used to stop in, stop out, and I just was amazed at all the things that you could do with popcorn. But it also was just, when I would eat popcorn, it just encompassed the memories that I had on those road trips back and forth. And so I got hooked. They shut the company down, actually. Like, I went to Atlanta, and I got popcorn on the way back home. It was shut down, and I mean, like, completely gone.
Wow. So you were, like, one of their last customers, I guess, huh?
I was fiending. Like, how am I going to get my popcorn fixed? Like, you got to figure it out. And we just tried some recipes around, got kind of the basics of it down, got my flavor that I was looking for, got that kind of narrowed down. And at the same time that was happening, the Gallatin Chamber of Commerce was doing their Startup Gallatin series. I have never been a business owner before this. I've always worked, you know, for someone else. And so I really wanted to make sure that I knew what it took to properly run a business and, like, a legitimate business. And so we took that entrepreneur course, 8 weeks, and amazing things, all the things that we learned and all the connections we were able to make. And by the end of the course, of course, they do, like, a Shark Tank style pitch contest. We did very well in the pitch contest. We didn't win all of it, but we won several categories. And it was, like, full steam ahead throughout that class. We took orders. I got my very first, like, what I would consider a corporate order from a business while we were taking that class, and I made some, like, lifelong connections in that class, and it's been very helpful for us.
So you found it? You found the course helpful?
Very helpful. I am a Startup Gallatin champion. I keep asking them when they're going to bring it back, because I think more people need to know about it. More people need access to the education and the information that it takes to properly set up a business and run it, and those connections are invaluable.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to the chamber director, and Kim, she says it's coming back.
It is. The conversations I've had with her mirror that. I know they've got a lot going on with their new building that they are getting going, and there's some stuff that they need to get just kind of solidified before they bring it back, because it's a big undertaking. The director was actually the teacher for the whole 8 weeks, and I know that's a lot to take on, so making sure that it's structured correctly so that they can hopefully make it a reoccurring thing and get more businesses open.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, a valuable community service, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What makes your popcorn better than everybody else's?
I'm going to be a little bit cliche and say that it's popped with love.
That's popped with love, okay.
But it is.
Can you taste the love, can you?
I really think you can. What I tell people is unique about our popcorn is, we use quality ingredients. I don't cut corners when it comes to the ingredients that we put in our popcorn. We use the best but also most affordable that we can find. And we don't use preservatives. We don't use any type of artificial things. It's very... very clean as we can get it. Now, we do use real butter in our caramel because you cannot make caramel without real butter, and I stand by that. But our business is not just popcorn. I keep saying that. I specialize in making moments full circle. So creating a flavor and giving an actual flavor to your event, to your cause, to your party, whatever it is. So we can do custom flavors. So if you have an idea for something, if there's a flavor that has a special memory to you, I'm able to work with clients and recreate that flavor. I told this story when I was on Local on 2, and I'll probably cry if I tell it right. I did a wedding for a woman. She did not know she was getting popcorn. Her mother actually found me out. And her father and the father and daughter had a very special bond, and the father had just passed away about 6 months before the wedding, and he created a seasoning blend that he used to put on popcorn, and that was their thing that they did. He would pop the popcorn, put the seasoning on it, him and the daughter would sit and eat it, and this was like a long-standing tradition for them. The mom had the recipe, and I didn't want to create the seasoning. I felt it was very important for her to make the seasoning and just get the seasoning to me so that I could get it on the popcorn. And so at her wedding, she was able to have a little bit of peace of her dad, right? And so in addition to, like, yes, you're sad, your dad's missing, I was able to provide her with a little piece, with a little memory. So she was able to eat the popcorn at the wedding. I also provided her with a bag to take on their honeymoon. And so she's able to take a little bit of her with her. And I think that makes us a lot more than just, like, your typical everyday caramel corn company.
Sure. Absolutely. Wow, that's a great... That's a great story.
Yep.
So if, for example, take Lexi here sitting next to you, you know, her campaign colors seem to be some kind of pink and some kind of blue. So if you were to make a special popcorn for a Lexi campaign fundraiser. You could make pink popcorn. You can make blue popcorn.
I can do custom colors, but even more, I know that Lexi likes lavender, and I could figure out how to make her some lavender popcorn.
Lavender popcorn.
Cool. I don't know. I would love to try that.
I mean, I make banana pudding popcorn, y'all. I can figure it out. It took a while to figure out how to make the banana pudding taste like banana pudding. Like everything about banana pudding that you love, the creaminess, the crunch, all the things. But once we figured it out, we figured it out.
Wow. Amazing. Lavender popcorn and banana pudding popcorn. Folks, who knew? Who knew? Certainly not me. You never know what you're going to learn here on The Loyal Opposition. All right, we're going to take our second break now. When we come back, we'll talk more with Kenesha Dotson and Lexi Melton and who knows what else. You're listening to Loyal Opposition here on WQKR Portland.
CEMC members, did you know CEMC now has an app? If you live in the CEMC service area, you can pay your bill, view daily usage, check your billing history, and more, all from your smartphone. Download the app today. It's easy. Just search for Smart Hub, all one word, in the Apple App or Google Play stores. For additional information, visit our website at cemc.org and click on My Account. Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation, proudly serving our members since 1938.
Enjoy a harvest of values at Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in downtown Portland. With 25 years in business, they are gearing up for the best holidays ever. New merchandise arriving daily, so must clear out the old to make space for the new. Best values ever on fiddles, banjos, guitars, and band instruments. Special delivery with purchase of a piano. Layaway is available. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., Saturday, noon to 4. Call 615-323-0701 or stop by Steve Austin Music at 115 Main Street in Portland, Tennessee for small town service, values, and the best of everything.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000-plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Worry about the weather? Want to know when a bad storm is on the way? Even a tornado? If you're a resident of Portland, you can sign up for the Code Red Weather Alert Program, a free service of the City of Portland. Once you sign up, you'll get emergency messages by telephone or email whenever there's an emergency, including evacuation notices, weather, bioterrorism alerts. To sign up, just go to the City of Portland website, www.cityofportlandtn.gov, or call City Hall at 325-6776.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR in Portland, Tennessee, where it is 75 degrees and raining. Looking at the WQKR weather radar here, it looks like it's going to be raining for quite a while. So I hope you're staying dry out there. We are speaking with Kenesha Dotson and her sidekick this afternoon is Lexi Melton. Kenesha, you've got a couple of boys, and I'm assuming they've got a...
Two? It was just two.
Well, a couple is two. Okay, so I'm assuming they have a favorite popcorn flavor. What might their favorite flavors be?
So Nicholas is going to tell you his favorite is dill pickle. He loves dill pickle popcorn. I don't eat pickles, just full disclaimer. I don't like them in any capacity on anything. But it's one of our best sellers, and Nicholas loves our dill pickle popcorn. Your face tells me you do not.
Oh, I like pickles. I just can't imagine dill pickle popcorn. I'll have to give it a try sometime.
Yeah, it's very tangy. It tastes just like a dill pickle. Okay. Like, it's weird. But so people love it. Like, it's, I I contemplated taking it off the menu at one point because I don't like making it. I don't like tasting it and making sure it's like still good. But
well, anytime you need a taste tester, you know my phone number.
Oh, I will call
you.
I
love pickles.
I will call you. So his is still pickle, and Keyshawn loves any of the sweet ones. He has a sweet tooth,
yeah, like me.
If I've got cinnamon roll popcorn, he'll go for that first. But if I've got any of my kind of gourmet delight, cookies and cream, banana pudding, cheesecake, he'll eat any of those.
How many different flavors have you come up with so far? She's looking at me like this is the stupidest question I've ever asked.
No, I was really thinking. At one point in time, when we first got started, we had like 40 flavors on the menu.
Wow.
But I quickly cut that down.
It must be like an inventory nightmare.
Completely. Like getting ready for a show. Like if you make 10, just think about that. 10 bags of each flavor. That's a lot of popcorn. Mm-hmm. But I whittled it down, and we have kind of right now on our website, you'll find about 17 different flavors. And then we also, like for special events and special holidays and events, we will like create our custom flavors, and we'll put some other ones out there. Like we did a s'mores popcorn for some Eagle Scouts that were graduating, and it was a hit. So I may bring that back at some point, but it's not in regular rotation.
Do you have a personal flavor?
Yes, I do. My favorite is Chicago mix. It's the flavor that got me hooked. It's the caramel and cheese mixture of popcorn.
Oh, wow.
And it sounds weird, right? Caramel and cheese. But it's something about that sweet and salty
mix. Sure.
Uh-huh. I also get to pick some of the caramel out if I want more sugar.
Right.
Or if you want some cheese out if I want more cheese. It is my breakfast most days because if I don't eat food, I will always grab a bag and I'll eat it.
Eating the profits here, I see.
Just work it in.
A business expense, right?
Write it off.
Taste testing, of course. Making sure freshness and flavor are at their peak, right?
That is a great priority to me. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Any flavors that didn't pass muster when you came up with them, after you first came up with them? Maybe that you thought, maybe not.
Okay, so don't judge me here. So I like bananas covered in peanut butter with chocolate, right?
Okay.
Who doesn't?
So I know, right? It's really good. So I tried to create a flavor I was going to call peanut butter choco nana, which was like a banana popcorn with also peanut butter and chocolate.
Right.
I have not perfected it. It does not. I have tried banana popcorn with peanut butter and chocolate. I've tried chocolate popcorn with banana and peanut butter. I've tried peanut butter popcorn with chocolate. I can't get the flavors right like I want them. And so it's a flavor that is not out. It hasn't been out, and I won't put it out until I think that it's perfect. But it's a flavor I want because I love to eat that thing.
So the experimenting will continue.
It always continues. I'm always trying new things. I did a popcorn for a luncheon last month. The We at the Ball State.
The Ball State, yeah.
So the Women Empowering Education. And I created what I called Vanilla Bliss because they wanted pink and green popcorn, but they wanted like sweet. And so I was like, I don't want just like watermelon or green apple. I want something elevated, right? And so I created a Vanilla Bliss. And
something empowering.
I can't remember exactly what I did. It was so good. But I can't.
Okay, folks, business rule number one, write down your business plan.
Write down your recipe. That is very important. If you have a food-based business, write down your recipe and how much you used. But I was just in the zone of, like, I know what I want it to kind of taste like, and once I got it there, it was perfect, and I can't remember exactly what I did.
Well, I was going to ask if you make chocolate popcorn, but you've already answered that question. So
yeah, I do.
I would think that would be my favorite.
The chocolate drizzle, is that the one I bought for?
Is that what's called, chocolate drizzle?
It was so good.
I have
good.
A movie theater popcorn that I drizzle with milk chocolate, and so it's sweet and salty.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Okay, well, you are not just popcorn lady. You do other stuff as well, and I want to talk about that as well. You also are running some political campaigns here this election cycle.
Who's political campaign are you running?
That's a fascinating subject for me. What goes into running a campaign? First of all, how did that come to be? How did that sort of become part of your repertoire? I mean, because when I think popcorn, I don't necessarily think political campaigning in the same sentence.
I don't think you should. But I got involved heavily. Well, let me just preface by saying this. I have always been interested in politics. I've always been interested in what makes the world tick, what makes our government tick, how we get the things that we get, and who makes those decisions. But I've never wanted to be a part of that. I've never wanted to be actually in it and making those decisions.
You never want to be an unelected official of some kind. You never want to run yourself.
True that. I don't want to. But 2 years ago, 2022, I was asked to run a campaign for Brenda Dodson. And I didn't know anyone else that I trusted to run her campaign. I was very passionate about the campaign, about the position she was seeking, and about the constituents that she was going to be representing. I felt like they deserved her. They deserved to be represented by someone like her. And I didn't have anybody I trusted to do that, and I was asked to run it. I didn't have any experience whatsoever, and one of the very first phone calls that I made was to Megan, because I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't think she knew what she was doing, but I knew that she was a person that I would want to figure out how to do it with, and I knew we would work well together, and so we just dove right in. It's trial and error is what I will say when running a campaign. It is candidate specific. There are marks that have to be met no matter what you're running for, right? But exactly how you navigate those points is very candidate specific. So having a candidate that you believe in and can work with is monumentally important.
Sure. Obviously, you have to believe in the candidate and their message.
Right. You absolutely have to. You can't do it without it. So I got involved with the Dodson campaign 2022.
Hey, and you did pretty good there, actually. I mean, that was, folks, if you don't remember, that was the tie. If you remember, that election was actually tied at the end.
Trial by fire. We were kind of thrown into all that Sumner County politics can be, and it isn't always pretty. But the support that we got with that campaign let me know that it was possible. And so I ran that campaign. It ended in a tie. You know, I tell people I was prepared for everything that night on election night. I was prepared for win. I was prepared for lose. I was not prepared for a tie.
Sure.
And so that gave me insight to you. I wasn't prepared for everything and how to be prepared for everything. And so we all know what happened with that race. But I still consider that race a win, even though she's not sitting in that seat, because it got a lot of people aware of what's happening.
Yes.
It allowed people to see that we are not as we're not as divided as some people would make us be. And there's hope for us in Sumner County.
And I think if that race was run in 2024 instead of 2022, outcome could totally be different.
A lot different. A lot different. I hope she runs again when that seat's up for re-election.
Two more years.
Yep. So we will see. And shortly after that, a good friend of mine, Stephen Carter, we went to high school together. We actually went to the same college together. And
oh, really? I did not know that.
We both graduated from Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee. And so he, having seen what we did with Brenda's race, asked Megan and I to run his race. He was running for city council against an incumbent who had been sitting in that seat for 24 years and pretty much had the seat sewed up as much as I could say. But again, it's
pretty much
candidate specific, right? I don't know of anyone off the top of my head that could have come in with no political experience the way Stephen did and do the things that Stephen did. And he won that race. He is a sitting city council member now. I love watching him on Tuesday evenings at all the city council meetings, and I'm very proud of that. And so I am now working on Lexi Melton's campaign, and
funny thing is that I said I wasn't doing it again, right? I was done.
And we all say that.
I was done, right? I have.
How many times I said I'm done?
Well, look here, Lynn. Like, I have two kids, right? I run a business. I have kids. I'm busy. My life is busy enough. And sure. Although I was like, yeah, the politics, I figured that would be something I did when I'm retired. I'm retired. My kids are grown. I have free time. I'll spend it, like, helping democracy. But I can't sit back and watch. I have to do what I can. I don't have thousands of dollars to max Lexi out. So I do what I can, and that is running her campaign.
Now, how's that going so far? Let's talk about a little bit about the Melton campaign. What's how did you, did Lexi come to you with a message? Did you work with her to massage that message?
How Lexi came to me? Megan.
Yeah. Well, of course, Megan, right.
I was like, nope, don't care, don't want to hear about it, don't want, like, I really want someone to run against her opponent, but I can't do it. And she just kept telling me about her personality, and, like, you just need to meet her, like, she can do this. And I met Lexi. Have you met Lexi? She can definitely
do
this.
We met Lexi, yes,
right?
She can definitely do this, yes.
But Lexi is the candidate that you want, because Lexi has passion, right? Lexi has she doesn't have all the things figured out, because none of us do, but she has passion, and she knows what she wants to say, and she knows what she cares about. When running a campaign, this is not my campaign. This is not the Kenesha Dotson for District 35 campaign. So while I will do the tasks that are necessary, the words and the message and the meaning has to come from her. And she's very good about communicating how she feels, what she wants, and the words that, you know, she wants us to use. I can give her an outline, and she can very easily look through it and go, nope, I wouldn't say that. I would say this, let's do that. And her message came from her. Like, we just record her, and then we listen back to it, and I'm like, oh my God, that was good. Like, let's use that.
Okay, you know? Sure. Mm-hmm.
She's making it easy. Not easy, but, like, messaging
easier.
Can be hard if the candidate doesn't have the message ready to go, or know what they're passionate about, or even have some type of path that they think they want to go through. And so my job is just to make sure that she's in the room and in front of the people, and it's her job to convince them to vote for her.
Right. And so running a campaign, it really is a team effort between you and the candidate and all the vendors that you employ to do the various things that campaigns have to do. It really must be quite the juggling act.
Yeah, very much a juggling act. And if you're not someone who has organizational skills or management skills, leadership skills, campaign management isn't for you. Because by the end of this, by the time we get to November, we will have full staff. We will have, like, a lot of people that Megan and I will be managing to make sure that we're all collectively doing what needs to be done to get Lexi into that seat.
Right, absolutely. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to take our final break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Lexi and Kenesha. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR Portland.
D.T. McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore for appliances and furniture. Stop by today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Cozy Lazy Boy Power Recliner, $7.99, and Lazy Boy Reclining Sofas, $11.99. Want a great deal on a bedroom suit? We have it. Dresser, mirror, chest, and queen bed, $1,099. Need appliances? We have them too. You can choose a Frigidaire Gallery set, refrigerator for $6.49, dishwasher $2.99, range $5.29, and microwave for $2.99. GE washer $569.99 and dryer $549.99. Zero interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall & Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ask any Portland Panther football player. Bumps and bruises are a part of the game, and sometimes the injuries are more serious and require physical therapy. New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland, is the official PT sponsor of Portland High School and Middle School football and is ready to be yours too. Create a new you with a visit to New Life Physical Therapy, 705 South Broadway in Portland. Call for an appointment today, 615-325-9007. When you need physical therapy, New Life will help you start feeling great again. This area's best Mexican food is now easier to find than ever before. A great Mexican meal awaits you at three convenient locations now instead of just two. Señor Fajitas Mexican Kitchen has a new location in Elk Grove, as well as Portland, and people are raving about their dinners and lunches. Tacos, burritos, fajitas, chimichangas, enchiladas, all the foods you love, done right and delicious every time. With chicken, beef, pork, even vegetarian entrees at Señor Fajitas. Delicious sides, your favorite beverages, and great desserts. And now Señor Fajitas has three convenient locations, all just minutes away from where you live. 148 West Knight Street in downtown Portland. 123 Fairfield Road in Oak Grove. 1209 East Church Street in Orlando. Just minutes away from almost anywhere in Sumner County, you'll find Señor Fajitas and fine Mexican dining. Taco Tuesday, Fajitas Friday, but you never really need a reason to visit Señor Fajitas, just the opportunity to enjoy a good meal. Señor Fajitas, proudly presenting their newest location in Oak Grove.
And welcome back to Sumner County. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on the mighty WQKRAMFM.com here in beautiful Portland, Tennessee. It is 74 degrees and raining out there, folks. Stay dry. The WQKR weather radar shows looks like it's going to be raining for quite a while. Going down to 66 tonight, high of 77 tomorrow, with another 70% chance of thunderstorms. Seems like summer has arrived, except for the sun part of summer. We are speaking with, who are we speaking with? We're speaking with Kenesha Dotson and Lexi Melton, and we're talking about popcorn and politics and rearing children, I guess, and the desirable qualities of a good basketball coach. Over the program, right?
Coach Luna all the way.
One of the things I've been wanting to ask is, are there any obstacles for women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, small businesses in Sumner County, in Tennessee, in the country, you know, obstacles that you had to overcome in your quest to become the queen of popcorn?
Yes. I think anything that you do in life, there's going to be obstacles and there's going to be hurdles. Specifically to running a business, I think education and access to information amongst minorities and women is lacking. Like I said, I had the opportunity to be plugged into the chamber before I owned a business, right? So the company that I used to work for, I used to work in human resources. The company that I used to work for before I started my business was a chamber member. And so I saw what was capable of those type of connections. And as soon as I saw an opportunity for me as someone who wanted to start a small business to enter into that pathway of success,
I just jumped in. I jumped in feet first, and I didn't know anything. But I think having the correct information is a hindrance to people starting a business. If they don't know, then they feel like they can't do. And right. making sure that, you know, just the basics of what it takes to run a business, what it takes to be a legal business, can help a lot of people. I personally know a lot of women and a lot of minority women who would have what they call side hustles, right? They have
sure.
a legitimate full-time job, and they run a little side hustle on the side. And I'm always telling them, like, your side hustle has the potential to be a legitimate business. And, like, if you do these things, you're a business. And if entrepreneurship is something that you strive for and that you want, you have access to it. And I think that we have this idea that entrepreneurship is unattainable. And I feel that it's way more attainable than some people make it. One of the things they told us in Startup Gallatin was that you don't have to have everything to start. You just have to start somewhere. And I know that that's very discouraging. I know it was discouraging for me when I was going to my very first couple chamber luncheons as someone who was self-employed. The question that they asked me was, who do you work for, right? Who do you work for? I work for myself. And having the confidence to say, I work for myself, I do this, there's value in my business, and to feel valued and seen in a room full of what may not always be small businesses.
I guess that's an sort of interesting dividing line where a side hustle ends and a legitimate business begins, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's about how much effort you want to put into your business. As a business owner, I'm always on. I do have certain times that I will turn my phone off, but this business is my baby. It's one of my children, and it has to be nurtured and loved on and grown in the same way that children are. And I was one of those people who thought that when we got started with the popcorn, it was just going to be something I did on the side. I had no intentions of making it my full-time job. I didn't think it was even capable of being a full-time job. When I did our pitch at the Palace that night, it wasn't that this was going to be my full-time job. It was just, this is what I want to do with popcorn. And because of the connections that I made, I was able to see that there's a clear pathway into making it a successful business. But you have to really want it.
So, last thing before we have to go, if there is a woman, or anyone actually out there listening who's thinking about starting a small business, give them a piece of advice. What should they do?
Do it. Start it. If you have your idea, bring it to fruition. You know, I tell people the first stop is get you a business license, get you an EIN number, make sure you got your bank account set up, talk to an attorney, make sure there's no legal things you need to do, make sure you got your bank account, and then go.
And join the chamber.
Definitely join the chamber. That needs to be step number 5. Join a chamber and get connected and get involved in your community.
Because connections are everything, right? All right. Well, thank you, Kanisha. We certainly appreciate you dropping by, and we certainly appreciate Lexi Melton dropping by. Good luck on the campaign. I know you guys are going to be working hard this summer. That is
Come
all, folks,
us.
For this week. I'll be out there. Okay. Stay tuned for Triple Play Sports up next here on WQKR. And be sure to join us next week on The Loyal Opposition as we speak to Sean Riley, who works for an organization called Inclusion Tennessee. And, man, I've been waiting forever to get Sean here in the studio. So stay tuned for that. Next week, we're done. Good night, Sumner County. We will see you next week.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, 3 for $13.99, fried chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice. Our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690. WQKR.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-545-2000.